And on Afternoons, we're looking at children's literature today, and with you is Belle Alderman. She is the director of the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature. Belle, welcome back to Afternoons.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm pretty excited about some of the books that you've got for us today, because we're meeting amazing Australians, but this first book we're talking about, it's for the younger kiddies, and it's about scribbling.
I know, scribbling on the walls, even worse.
On the walls? Like, it's the rule, it is one of the biggest rules of the house. So is it okay to scribble on the walls?
Well, in this case, I think the parents are encouraging the creativity of the child. And the ending is so superb. Here's this child who's wandered through the house, scribbling on everything, including the toilet seats, dad's bed, the kitchen counters, the walls, of course. And at the end, the parents are there all together with the kids, scribbling on this great big piece of paper that stretched out across the floor. Now, isn't that a clever ending?
So the child wasn't actually scribbling on the walls.
Oh, no, he was.
Oh, okay.
That child was definitely scribbling.
But they came up with a solution.
But they came up with a solution, and okay. It's all a family matter, and they weren't too angry. And what I think is so great is it's encouraging creativity and not saying, you can't do that. Don't scribble on the walls.
Yes. We had a bit of that in our house where you have the spray, the hairspray, the colour. And my child, I think, was a bit inspired by Banksy, the street artist, but didn't spray the walls or anything, but the dog.
The dog.
Yeah, so the dog had his name spelt out on the side, and he had all these hot pink little tagging and scribbles going on. And we didn't realise that stuff doesn't wash out too easily from a Labrador. So he stayed pink and tagged for quite a while. But that is, it's not scribbled to me. So what age group is that aimed
at? This is really aimed at the very young, I'd say, 2 to 4. But even older children will laugh because they'll remember when they scribbled on something and they weren't allowed to. I can remember etching my phone number in the coffee table with a bobby pin. And my mother said, "Who did this?" And of course, it was my friend's phone number. So, of course, but I didn't confess. I said, not me.
You're on Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra. We're talking books that your child might be interested in with Belle Alderman from the Centre of Australian Children's Literature. I do like the sounds of this book, Miss Franklin, How Miles Franklin's Brilliant Career Began. What age group should be looking at this one?
Well, this has a bit of a longer text, but it is still a picture book. And it does still have wonderful illustrations that carry the story. But Miles Franklin, of course, is a well-known writer. But when she was young, she didn't think she was going to be a writer. She didn't know how she could do this, but she met up as a governess with a little girl who said, "I can never write, I can never read, because I'm only going to end up being on the farm." And each of them in some way inspired the other one to continue with their life dreams. So I think that this is quite a fantastic story to follow your dreams. Don't give up.
And of course, I just feel like Miles Franklin is such a wonderful story for this part of the world, because it feels like she's local. It's happening around us.
She lived at one time. She lived very close to Canberra. So I think this is quite especially. And it says how Miles Franklin's brilliant career began. And we know that was her most famous book.
Excellent. That's one that I'll be marking. So who's written that one? That one's Libby Hawthorne.
Libby Hawthorne.
Oh, Hawthorne. My
and
apologies.
Phil Leslie is an absolutely wonderful illustrator who's got this, I mean, even the end papers just make you feel like you're
beautiful bush illustrations.
Yeah. It's just you feel like you're there.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely beautiful. And it could be this very region that we're in as well. On Afternoons, we're talking about children's books with Belle Alderman. Belle, tell me about amazing Australian women, 12 women who shaped history.
I think this is really important to have women profile, because we often know who the scientists were. You know, with the moon landing, you ask, were there any women involved? No, we don't think so. This person, Pamela Freeman, came and visited us last week, and she was showing this her new book. And I said, this is so inspirational. This is an amazing book, because it includes a couple of Aborigines. It includes a Chinese who came to Australia. So it's culturally diverse, and it also features Aborigines. And what they've achieved, the book is beautifully presented because it's quite easy to read, and I would say middle grades, like 9 up. You can see the text is large. The illustrations are funky,
I'm looking at the illustration that you have held up at the moment is for Nellie Melba, and it's got hot pinks, she's got flowers, she's got jewellery, and she's got fabulous eyelashes as well.
She does. And in each case, it tells a little bit about what they've achieved and why they're important. And then in the back of the book, it has a feature that I haven't seen in many books, and that is each one of them, including the map of where they lived. It includes hyperlinks to websites and photographs of them speaking, so that it encourages research.
Yes.
It's not just about these women here, but more about them.
Because when we read kids these things, we always get the questions that we can't answer. So I'm very grateful for having those links as well.
Yes.
And then there's Alfred's War. Bit of change of tone here.
Well, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we were looking at NAIDOC materials. And this one is by an Aborigine and illustrated by an Aborigine. And the illustrations for this book are quite extraordinary, particularly considering this is her first book, her first picture book. Very evocative, very beautiful pastel watercolors. But the story itself, and I have to warn you, this is sad.
Okay.
So be prepared to shed a couple of tears. We know that in the Great War of 1917, that we needed more Australian soldiers to go. They were giving out of people who could volunteer. At that time, the Aborigines were not allowed to go to war because of their race. But with a shortage of men, they allowed them to enroll. And this is the story of one of the soldiers who, when he was there in the war, everybody was his mate. But when he returned home, he wasn't given a land settlement. He wasn't allowed in the pubs or any of the... So it was extraordinarily sad. This is a story that's retrospectively told, which is quite sophisticated for children, because it's after the war. He has a gamey leg. He wanders about the countryside. He lives on park benches and under trees and so forth. And then there's, at the back of the book, it explains the history. So this is a book that you would want for perhaps upper primary, younger primary as well, but it is quite a special book to have where you've got an Aboriginal artist and an Aboriginal author telling their story and how history hasn't been as kind to them. But we now know and we recognize some of the things we could have done better.
Yes, a beautiful book that can maybe help introduce some themes that we might usually find difficult to talk about.
I think that's the beauty of books, don't you? That it gives you the space to sort of enter and to be part of, be empathetic, to understand other cultures.
Speaking of empathetic, Melda has sent us a text saying, "Number 2 son used to draw tiny little people on my walls. One day he jumped up from the kitchen table after lunch and ran to the front door on his way to play with his friends. He slowly walked back and said, 'You know, Mummy, poor Fiff, Chris,' that's how he said Chris, Fiff, doesn't have any peoples on his walls. I know whose walls he would have preferred." But yes, drawing on walls can bring a smile. Thanks for that text. Thanks for that text, Melda. And so you've got a final book for us. Tell us about, is it... Bennelong, the unlikely story of Bennelong, and can you tell us more about this one?
Okay,
Belle?
This is a book that is a story that has not been told except in very small places. So it's a new story that needs to be shared with children. This is for upper primary school and perhaps even high school, although it is a picture book, and the illustrations are exquisite. They're done by a famous ceramicist. So they're basically done on china.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you can imagine, if you look at the detail, it's quite detailed about the historical features, but it's ceramic. And that's just because the relationship between these two people, the author and the illustrator, it just works. There are 3 books in this series, and they're all published by a very tiny publisher called Burbe. And Burbe does unusual, quality, exciting, unique books. And I think, you know, for that reason alone, I wanted to have a look at it. You can tell that the text is quite long.
Yes, it's quite a bit in there.
Mm. Yeah, it's quite a bit in there. And it starts in 1788 when Captain Phillip comes to Australia with, you know, 12 shiploads full of convicts because the British wanted to find a place to put them. So they said, well, look, there's that land over there. Let's just put them over there. Well, of course, the land was already occupied, as we know, yes, by the Aborigines. And this is where Bennelong, who's an Aboriginal, he's a very curious person, according to the records that we know. And Captain Phillips is also very curious. So each of them is interested in the other's culture. But they come from their own culture, so of course they're going to have a different perspective on what these cultures and actions and what they eat and what they do. Bennelong and Captain Phillip, interestingly enough, develop a friendship over a four-year period. Bennelong travels to England. He lives with Captain Phillip, but the relationship falls down because their cultures are so different. Mm. And each has their own family, their own ways. This is something that is really important to share, that you can't automatically just become part of one culture or understand the other. It takes time and effort. For that reason, the two books that I've just mentioned are really important for us to think about.
I'm looking forward to putting my brain into that one. Belle Alderman, thank you so much for joining us on Afternoons, talking about children's literature. That is the director of the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature, Belle Alderman, and quite a selection of books there for a whole range of ages if you're trying to get your kids to be interested in books and to be interested in reading.